Hey there, welcome to the Energetics of Emotional Eating podcast. Thank you for joining me today on this lovely day. Wherever you are, whenever you're listening to this, I hope it's great wherever you are. Right now, for me, it's morning time on a Saturday, and I live for those days where it's cold out but sunny. So, wherever you are, I hope your day is great. Make it a great day. Now, on to other things. I'm Emily, as you probably know. If you're new here with us, thanks for being here. I'm one half of the dynamic duo. The other half is Jen. She is our main star here, but she is currently out of town. So she's having fun where she is and just with her family. So I am here to bring to you a new topic, kind of to go along with last week. We talked about how to find pleasure with your food and just the importance of finding pleasure in your food. It's very, as we spoke about, it's just, you know, you wouldn't expect it, but it actually is crucial to enjoy each bite you're eating because, well, listen to last week's episode. I was quite interested as I continued to do some research and just dive into it. It's made me change my way of eating, so I appreciate that. And I just want to bring you something new today. So today, kind of to go along with last week, we're going to talk about how to make healthy eating fun. I know, fun. If you're cringing, I get it. I remember the days when I would be watching my parents doing, I think it's Michael Thurman, just chicken, broccoli, and rice, just all day, every day, throughout the day. I was like, is this what healthy eating is like? Is this the only way to shed fat and pounds? Surely this can't be it. I tried it. I remember getting lightheaded and nauseous because I wasn't getting what I needed. And really, I fell off of that. I was like probably 12 or 13 thinking I need to lose weight. I need to, yeah. And that's just simply too young. And I know a lot of you out there listening probably have a similar story of just feeling like you need to lose weight at a super young age, whether it be your family, your parents, whoever, people close to you in your life, just making you feel like you need to lose some weight. And just those feelings and insecurities just setting in at such a young age is not a good tone to be set. So I just want to say I get it. And I'm here to help you to know that there is more past that. After I quit that, when I was that age, I remember just watching my parents fall off of it too. And then, you know, be like, oh, gotta have a cheat meal or gotta go pig out on blah, blah, blah. And then we'd be like, feel crappy again. And so then came the next diet the next time. And, you know, you hear, the diet starts tomorrow. And so I just remember always hearing that. So as I kind of grew up a little bit more, and I'm 27 now. So as I got to, probably 24, I know I'm probably a lot younger than a lot of people listening, but don't discount what I'm saying because it changed my life. And so I remember I was on a trip. I came back from traveling abroad, and the trip I was on, they fed us a lot of bread. And I remember coming back and looking at pictures of myself and being like, ew, I was just large and in charge. And I could see my inflammation. I was like, what am I doing? And I got a parasite with that. And after that, I went to the doctor and she said, hey, you gotta cut out gluten because it's gonna lead to an autoimmune disease. And I remember when she told me that, I was I suddenly was like, okay, this there's more importances to looking good. It's not that. It's the underlying and what it's going to do to me later on. I don't want to be laid up in bed in pain because I can't move, because I chose, because I wanted to just keep eating wheat and gluten. So that was a wake-up call for me, and it sparked the journey to enjoying eating healthy and seeking that out and actually finding love for it. So sorry, that was a big backstory, but it's really helped me and helped me to share with you today some ideas that have made it enjoyable. So when I heard that, I heard about this book. It's called Eat Pretty. I can't remember who it's by, so I apologize for that. But if you just search Eat Pretty, it's a really pretty pink book. And it's all about vegetables, fruits, superfoods that are... It tells you all about what it does for the body. So that sparked an interest for me because at that time, I was trying to get rid of a parasite. I was trying to clean the inside of my body. And I was like, I don't want to eat healthy. But when I brought the book out, when I was eating whatever the meal I was eating, because it was a lot of veggies and protein and all that fun stuff, I was like, what is this actually doing for the inside of my body? How is this going to benefit me later on? And that sparked the love for me, because as I would take a bite, I would read in my book, okay, this is clearing out toxins. This is cleaning out the blood. This is fighting cancer and free radicals, high in antioxidants. You know, it's just, it was a big dopamine hit for me. And I soon grew in love with knowing what these healthy foods were doing. And it made me want to eat more of them. So there is, I know you've probably seen us talk about, Jen and I, you know, foods that look like a certain part of the body are actually good for that part. So for example, you probably heard us talk about carrots. So when you cut into it and you look at all the different, like at it straight on, you can see it actually looks like an eyeball, and those are good for the eyes. Just like walnuts look like a brain, they are actually good for the brain. Celery, that's actually good for the bones. And so on and so forth. Tomatoes, good for like the veins. Stuff like that. Look it up. Foods that resemble parts of the body that benefit that part of the body. And so that has been a big wake-up call for me as well. Just knowing how, if you believe in God, I believe in God, how He created that to... It helps us. It's simple. It's simple eating for, you know, for us, who He created. So look into it if you're interested. And another thing that I have loved, because as God created those things for simple living, I'm going to make this simple. So you've heard that one. I'm also going to tell you about experimenting. I know we're all on different schedules and seasons of life, and so experimenting might not be in the cards for us all, but just find a different recipe, you know? Experiment with different recipes, with different fruits and veggies. I always love to go in the store and look in the veggie and the produce section and think, okay, I haven't tried that vegetable yet. Let's try it and see what you think. And then read about it. What's it doing for you? I think it's so cool. And let's see. You can experiment with different proteins, different grains if you'd like. You know, it's all... You don't have to diet. And I know you've heard us say that. But we're here to help you, because there is better past that. And healthy eating can be fun. We want it to be fun, because that's what's going to make it the most sustainable. So if you like this, if it resonated with you, join us on Facebook. We have a lot of content there. Jen has a course called Beyond the Diet. I'm going to link it in the show notes here. feel free to check that out, see what it's like if you want to do that. Also, you can book a free clarity call with her. I'm going to leave that link as well. And so join us. We'd love to have you. Reach out. We'd love to talk with you. Thank you for listening today, and have a great day wherever you are. Thanks.